and I am here with Joe Barnes from Escape the System and Do the Work You Love. And what I really wanted to talk about today with him was kind of how we met in London recently, is what he's doing outside of your typical author sphere of, you know, writing books and selling books, is that he has an existing meetup group. And in fact, rather than having me try to describe what you're doing, Joe, mm-hmm. I'm going to let you do it and let you introduce yourself and let you tell us, you know, how you got started, what you're doing, how it's going, how it's helping your, and not just author business, but we were also talking about how you're not just an author, but you're an entrepreneur. And I'd be curious to hear, like, do you consider yourself more of an author or an entrepreneur? And yeah, so welcome, Joe. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Bradley. So to give you the brief answer, I'm Joe Barnes. I'm author of the recently released book, Do the Work You Love. And my book, which has been out for many years now, is Escape the System. You were referring to some groups that I run, and that is called Success Club. It's a meetup group I hold in London. Usually when everybody's moving around and active, it's once every month at the end of the month, and we meet in person. Now, during the lockdown, we are running them every 2 weeks, and it's online. So I use that really as a method of, I don't know if it's, it probably did actually start as a method of gaining attention for my books, because I started it well over 2 years ago, and it did start as that was the reason. It's kind of grown now. It's grown into a bit of a community, and the focus is a bit less on selling my books, but I'm always, you know, a couple of the talks are built around my books, and then a couple of the talks are built around subjects from my books. So in Escape the System, I'm constantly, or I reference quite regularly, the film Fight Club. It's kind of one of the things that inspired the book. So therefore, one of my talks for Success Club is a Fight Club philosophy talk. So we go through that, and obviously it links in with my books. And then I'll always mention, you know, and I've got, you know, and I use this example in my book, blah, blah, blah. And obviously then sell the books at the end as well, and have a pretty good sell rate for the people who turn up. I mean, it's actually, I've almost exhausted it. All the members of Success Club have bought my books now, so there's nobody else to sell to. Yeah, need more books. Need more books and need more new people to attend, which they do. But I'd say I get 50% people are coming back, which is great, because that's what you want to see. Wow. You want to build something whereby, that's how I said, it feels like it's become more about a community now and less about me promoting my books. People are coming back month after month to get help with whatever they're doing, or just the sense that they're not doing it alone. And then and then we get new people coming in, because Meetup seems to be quite a good platform for bringing new people to you. I've always struggled in the past, whether it's with promoting my website or whether it's with selling my books on Amazon. Before I used Amazon ads, I've always struggled with getting people to actually know that I exist and that I have books out there. Whereas Meetup actually seems pretty good. It seems to point people in the direction of my Meetup, and they just join up without me doing anything and then sign up to the different events I run.
You know, we were briefly talking about fiction authors versus nonfiction authors, and I know we're coming at this from a more of an author perspective, and your group isn't necessarily authors. I think you said maybe 20% author or even have interest in books, and 80% are more entrepreneur, or they have some business that has nothing to do with books, I suppose. But in a lot of my world and the conferences I go to, it's a majority of fiction authors. And we were just talking about how they are very more introverted. And for them, and this is why I'm glad I'm focusing on nonfiction authors here, because I think we're like a different breed. I mean, the fact that what you did, and I'd love to hear how you set it up, what you did is setting up this in-person meetup. You're putting yourself out there and you're saying, hi, we're going to have a meetup. Come join, I hope, right? Whereas like for a fiction author, you might as well just like gouge their eyeballs out with a fork. That's about how much they would enjoy that, because they're not very outgoing. Or sorry, I'm totally generalizing about, sorry, dear fiction authors listening, but they're much less sort of prone to, hey, I know, let's set up an in-person meeting where we meet once a month and get together and have a community and all that. So how, for other nonfiction authors who are maybe getting started, who think like, wow, that's a fantastic idea, I could set up a meetup in my town. How did you even come up with the idea and the topic? Sounds like the topic came sort of from your books. And then how'd you get this all started?
So I had actually known about the meetup platform for a while. And way back in 2014, I launched my first group, which was an Escape the System meetup. It was just called Escape the System.
Same name as your book.
Yeah, exactly. But I made a couple of mistakes with that. First off, I charged immediately for the meetups. And secondly,
You charged admission.
Admission immediately, I started charging straight away. Whereas with that platform, there's very much a expectation among the users that you're going to get events for free, at least initially anyway. So what I did was I hired a venue. So I obviously had to cover my costs. So I had to charge immediately. And I think I only ran two actual meetups before I thought this just isn't working. So I ditched it, wrote, updated Escape the System, wrote my new book and Do the Work You Love, and then thought, right, I'm going to go back into this because I've been looking at other coaches. It's actually mainly coaches who run these personal development meetups. It's not authors, it's coaches. But I think in answering your question, nonfiction authors being a different breed, I think it's probably right, because you've got to look, I mean, look at somebody like Tony Robbins as your model.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I'm a huge fan of Tony Robbins. I totally respect him and think some of the stuff he does is great, but he's not like a hero of mine, but he presents a great sort of archetype. I think he actually calls himself a coach if he's pressed for what he actually is, but he's obviously an author. He's got 5 or 6 books out and he runs these huge events. You've got to be kind of the total package if you're a nonfiction author. It's not just about the books you write. I think you've got to be able to do 3 things: write, present, and teach. So, and when I say teach, I mean coach as well, basically. Okay. So I think that should be the way you approach it. So yes, you have to be more extroverted. You have to enjoy the stage in some way. You want to get out in front of other people and share your message. So back to the second time I set up my meetup group and why it's now been successful, whereas before it failed, I had been watching a lot of these other coaches in London who'd set up these groups, realized that they started off free. They started off using a free venue as well, which actually was right next door to where we attended our self-publishing formula conference where we first met. Right next door to there, you can actually use a space for free. And I changed the name. I felt Escape the System was too narrow. It was too specific to my book. So I went with Success Club. I had two choices. Because I was such a big fan of Fight Club, I was going to call it Fight Club Philosophy or Success Club. And then I polled my readers and my social media followers, and it was virtually 90% of them said, go with Success Club. So I thought, pretty obvious what I got to do. So it became Success Club. I didn't charge at first, built up a following, built up a regular, 50% people who came were regulars, and then thought, right, now it's time to charge. I still don't charge much, but I'm charging now. I have a new venue. And the potential now is to grow, and the potential I do want to, but it's not really all about the money. The potential is there to charge more and make more money and increase the awareness for my books.
You know, you said, I thought that was really good. You said, as a nonfiction author or entrepreneur, really, you said, you know, write, teach, write, present, yeah, and teach or coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they always talk about know, like, and trust, right? They have to know you and like you and trust you. And I think with you during the in-person event, you sort of get all of that immediately. I mean, in my opinion, because mm-hmm. I'm seeing you in person, I'm going to immediately know, I know you, because then I see you kind of, right? It's not just you're hiding behind the words on a page. I see how you interact, how you present, so I can very quickly, I'll have an opinion. And yeah. And then I can see, you know, whether you're coaching or teaching, I say, oh, do I actually learn something from this guy? Or do I like his teaching methodology or style? And it's interesting. I'm so glad we're talking, because the more I think about it, the more I think, wow, this is brilliant, really, because you're covering all the bases that we usually struggle with behind a book. You know, a book, I think a book is sort of, and I dare say this as an author, it's okay, a book is really like the hardest to get through with my message and my voice and, you know, how and what I want to say. Of course, I can do it in fantastic, beautiful words, but I, like right now, I'm working on my book right now, my next book, and half of the book I'm linking, and I don't know if this is a good or bad idea, we'll find out, but I'm linking to videos that I have, you know, speeches of mine, short stuff at 4 minutes, 8 minutes, which expand on or say in a different way the chapter. So, you know, the chapter is about XYZ, yeah, and here's a link to the recording of the talk I did about topic XYZ. And for me, and so now that's like A, and then B is, well, B would be audio, and then C is video, but you are even better that you're in person. So that's why I was really interested to talk with you, because I think that's it. That's like, for me, that's the goal, in-person conferences.
Yeah, I think there's just something you can't get online, even with online meetups. You just can't, online webinars, meetups, you can't get. Right. There's something special about meeting people in person. Obviously, the downside is you can't, the numbers you can reach are slightly limited.
Yeah.
At least in the beginning. Obviously, there's scope to grow it. And, you know, maybe it's not inconceivable that in some point in the future, you know, for Success Club, I get audiences of between 33 people and 15 people. Yeah. You know, I would like to think I could get at some point between 50 and 70 people every single month or every two weeks. You know, so that's good, but still, it's not a limitless, it's not an infinite number of people. There's a bit of a cap. And as I said earlier, as what's happened is most of them have ended up buying my book. So I have to write more. So there's that side of it. But in terms of connection, I don't think there's anything better, especially as having made these connections at this group, I now have people there who run their own groups, be that potentially network marketing groups, or other things. And they, one of the guys there is now a good friend of mine. Marcus is his name. He's actually the co-organizer of Success Club.
Oh yeah, I met him.
Yeah, you did. He then promotes my books at his group, saying to them, look guys, this is, you know, this is must read material. You know, you guys need to get yourselves a copy of this. So you can, that in that respect, it can grow. And
well, and then
reach more people,
and then he might invite you as a guest speaker, or I think just the level. I mean, take how you and I met. We met at a writers' conference in London. Probably, I think it was the last big public event I attended. Yeah. I'm not even sure, based on current information, I'm not even sure we should have been there. But
to tell you what, I think I may have caught coronavirus from being there.
Wow.
Well, do you know they say that your symptoms, everything now is a symptom of coronavirus, right? Yeah, you know, everything is. But they did say that if you lost your sense of taste and smell, and had sort of little pain in your sinuses, that could possibly be a symptom of coronavirus. 5 days after I attended the conference, I got that, and it lasted for 5 days. I mean, it was absolutely nothing. And I didn't realize at the time, I didn't know that these were supposedly symptoms. And I carried about, you know, it didn't stop me. I lived my life. I worked, I played sport. It was nothing. Oh, okay. It was less than a common cold, but apparently that's symptoms of coronavirus. And that's something that happened exactly 5 days after I'd been at that big conference with over 600 people.
Yeah. My son also had, he couldn't taste.
Yeah.
For a few days. Yeah. So I think he had it too. But I think he had it right before I got back from London. So maybe I think he got it here. And who knows? Who knows, right? This is it's crazy time. Anyway.
Sorry, you were asking a question.
What was my question? We were back to in Corona. Oh yeah, how we met. That's right. So I think this in-person connections. I mean, the fact that now you and I are talking here, we're on video, we're a podcast for this, you know, for this podcast and potential course for nonfiction author marketing type stuff. But I think had we not met in person and had I not come to your event on that Tuesday night back in March, I'm not sure that we'd be talking right now. And so I think this is a perfect example of sort of beyond just the book. Like if I had read your book, I would have said, you know, I don't know. I mean, look at the levels of it, right? I read the book. Next level is I tell somebody. Next level is I write a review. Next level, which is really far away, would be I contact you maybe, right? Yeah. But now you don't know me. You'd say, oh, a reader of my book. Hey, nice to hear from you. You know, what do you need or how can I help or whatever, right? Whereas, you know, we're talking in the cruise ship on the river there in London, and then next thing you know, I'm going to your event the next night, and I'm hanging out with you and Thibaut and we're talking books and advertising and everything, and now I quote know you well enough to text you and say, hey, do you want to come on this podcast? So
yeah.
I really think that's fantastic what you're doing. And I think that it really, speaking of Tony Robbins, he said something like condensed decades into days of learning. And I think I could, just for a joke example, I could read 10 of your books. Whereas if we meet for an hour in person, you know, I just got to know you all the better.
Yeah. And you made me think of something right then, because now whatever I do, if somebody does contact me who's read my book, whether that's on social media or just emails me, I'm always now telling them, you know, hey, do you live in London? And they say, yes, I will come along to Success Club. Or if it's no, now I have the option to say to them, well, join us on the Success Club online meetup. And that's happened. That's a lady in Ireland who obviously couldn't get to London to come to Success Club. She's now attended the previous two Success Club online meetings through just getting in touch with me about my book and me saying to her, you know, it feels like there's got to be more than the book. You know, the journey can't end with the book.
Yes.
It's got to then go on to something else, which for some people might be coaching. And I do a little bit of coaching.
Yeah.
But then for other people who maybe don't want to pay, you know, big bucks for coaching sessions, they can go for a lower cost alternative, which is how, you know, joining a community. And then the whole idea, especially with Success Club, is that that's based on your community, based on everyone progressing towards their own unique goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is really fantastic talking with you too. I think we're really digging deep here into the advantages of exactly like you say, it has to be more than the book, at least in the nonfiction world. And of course, there are nonfiction authors who only write books and they sell a million books, or they don't sell a million books, and that's all they do. And that's totally fine. But I see it also as more, but I think that you and I have that in common with the writing, presenting and speaking or teaching, coaching. And I like public speaking more than I even like writing. If I had an option, you're going to give me a speaking gig or I get to write a book, I'll take the speaking gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I think that's a bit of a, probably an outlier in the, at least in the author world, because authors still are more, they're less entrepreneurial, I think, for the majority of them. Hey, I want to wrap this up because I want to keep this under half an hour. But if someone is just getting started, because you mentioned, I had a couple failures and now I'm better. So let's say somebody says, wow, that Joe, he had a fantastic idea of a meetup. And now he's promoting his book, he's promoting his brand and promoting himself and getting more known in the area. And you never know what might happen. What are a couple tips for somebody setting something up like you've got going?
Okay, well, I mentioned it before, if you're using the Meetup platform, and this is, I don't know if this works for every city in the world, but definitely it seemed to be in the case for London. Start by offering them for free. Okay. Find a free venue. Royal Festival Hall was where I used in Waterloo. And do them for free until you built up some kind of membership and some kind of commitment from people, then start charging a nominal amount. I mean, you could try and charge straight away. I'm sure that might possibly work, but there is this expectation if you're using the Meetup platform that there is a slight expectation that it's going to be either free or cheap. So do consider that. Do take that into account. What else?
What are you offering? What are you saying?
So what they're getting is two things. They're getting a good presentation, which is going to inform them on different subjects.
Okay,
now, I don't know everybody's, what everybody is producing, but for me, it's around personal development and not just mainstream personal development. It is with a bit of a twist because my book is Escape the System. I believe that the main thing holding us back and holding our potential back is the societies we live in, the draining societies we live in, and the mentality of the system is what holds you back. So I come at it from a slightly rebellious point of view. So that's sort of my approach to it. But in essence, I'm trying to get people to transform their lives, to pursue their dreams. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just doing it from a slightly different angle.
Yeah. So, but I think that angle is probably important. Narrow down angle.
Yeah, they are getting information on how to do that. So you've got all kinds of people there pursuing. As I mentioned, you've got network marketing guys there. We've got other authors there. We've got musicians there.
Wow, cool.
We've got people starting eco businesses there. So they all need information and support. That's the big thing. So it's two things, information and support. They're getting information as in my research into the field of how you improve your life or how you grow a business. They're getting that. Then they're getting the support of not only me being there, it's much more than that. It's a whole host of other people being there on similar journeys, who they're going to break into pairs with, who they're going to discuss with, who they're going to actually form friendships with. I think I have a WhatsApp group as well. Now I have a Success Club WhatsApp group. And they're people are messaging each other backwards and forwards, asking for feedback on different ideas. So it's support and information / inspiration, I guess.
That's great. The support I can see, because I could see somebody coming for the first time. There's a great speaker or a topic I really like. But to keep them coming back, that's when you get into the maybe accountability, maybe even potential partnerships or I might collaborate with somebody there sounds great.
And then I'll just finish one last thing. I do something called the success report each month. And this, the whole idea to give this feeling of support and get people coming back is you have to, at the start of the session, you don't have to, it's optional, you have to report one significant success or breakthrough you've had in the previous month. So if you feel like it, they say, they put their hand up, they say, this is my one, I write it up on the board, now I'm doing a prize. The person after 10 or 12 months who's got the most is going to get a free ticket to an event a friend of mine, a weekend event a friend runs. So then you get that continuity and you get them thinking, you know, what's my success going to be this month? Now they're focused on success. They're actually thinking about it. They're not thinking about the things which are going wrong. They're thinking about anticipating what breakthrough they're going to have this month.
Because Joe's going to ask me and I got to get my hand up. but you know, even that little bit of accountability, it's so true. Like right now I have a couple weekly standing meetings during the week. And I know, Tuesday morning, I got Rich on the phone. He's going to ask me, all right, you know, what was your success for the past week? Let me have it.
Yeah.
And I better have something. I mean, it's like back in school, but it's like, I got to do my homework. Wow. Hey, well, that is great. It's super inspiring. I mean, really inspiring me to think, I mean, after Corona, of course, but to, you know, some kind of in-person meetup. I just love everything you're saying. Thanks so much for all of your insight and your tips on how to do this. And it sounds like it's going well. And I'd be curious to catch up with you again to see how things are, you know, post-Corona. Is it even more popular because people are just can't wait to get back into, you know, real person contact or how that goes. So we'll keep in touch about that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Thanks for having me on the show, Bradley.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for being here.